Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May the 1st. The grains closed higher with July corn up 11 cents, closing at 377.5. July beans up 14 cents, closing at 970.25. And July wheat up 23.75 cents, closing at 946. July Kansas City wheat closed up 28.5 cents, closing at 465.75. It just missed trading limit up by a quarter of a cent, closed a penny and a half under limit up, but still a pretty strong close in here. Obviously, the weather's got everything to do with today's closes. How bad is it out there? Nobody really knows. How much of it is snapped and probably won't grow back? How much of it is just down and will have a chance to come back? How much is there legitimate freeze damage? Nobody really knows. The wheat tour meets tonight. They start moving out tomorrow morning. I think they start in Colby. So certainly, you know, if they can get through and get into the fields, it's got to be a mess out there. I can't imagine anything positive coming out of these reports out here. But the other big story beside the weather, obviously, is the record short position of the funds. Near short records in corn, a record short position in the wheat, and I think they're absolutely backwards in this thing. Frankly, I can't believe we even gave them a chance to get out of this stuff in here today. But for what it is, you know, we gapped open higher in the corn and the wheat, very positive. The fund buying usually comes in three-day waves, so we could see certainly a couple more days of this before things settle down again for a little bit. But, you know, I think this is significant out here. If we get another rain midweek in the corn, it's going to delay things even more. I think we're looking at 7 to 10 days for a lot of the Midwest. Now, Iowa and Minnesota didn't get hit with as much rain as everybody else did, but there's an awful lot of water in the Midwest. The Mississippi's rising, the rivers are rising, and I don't think we're quite out of the woods yet in terms of flooding out here. So I think we've got to keep an eye on the weather, keep an eye on the funds here. Again, I think the funds are absolutely backwards. Would love to get out of these positions, but don't want to buy too much and just blow this thing out of the water. They're not stupid. They'll buy it slowly over several days. So the crop ratings haven't come out yet. We expect to see probably 34% of the corn planted, probably 10% of the beans planted. We should start seeing a decrease in the winter crop ratings, but we might not see it on this week's numbers. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.